Jamil on the beat. Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the podcast, the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. I'm your host, your boy Wes Osei. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review anywhere you get your podcast. We do appreciate the support. One thing I wish I can do more is do more of these episodes, because I love this podcast. I love podcasting so much. But it gets so difficult with the journey of life sometimes, but I always make sure I get back to this microphone. Because this is what I'm going to be doing forevermore until I'm in the dirt. Just speaking the truth to power, engaging in the conversation, and having great conversations with even greater people. I'm also looking forward to other projects down the road as well in the podcasting game. So we not going nowhere. But you know, when life hits, sometimes you got to make adjustments, and that's all good. And I will continue to do so. But this podcast will remain. So I put a lot of thought into this subject that I was thinking about in terms of, well, shouldn't say subject. Everybody knows what it is, the impeachment trial, what occurred. And we know that President Trump, or former President Trump, you know, it feels really nice to say that now. He's no longer president, but he was impeached for the second time. I mean, what a resume. One term president, twice impeached. Four impeachments in the history of our country, and Donald Trump is a part of two of them. My goodness. But we know what happened in the situation, and it really looked as if there was higher chances of acquittal than not, because what the Republican Party has decided to do and embrace Donald Trump, embrace this loser, which I don't understand. You know, I don't get it. What is about Donald Trump that you feel as if all your hopes and dreams rely on, unless there's something else, as I've always said, he represents that you really want to show and you really want to double down on it? White supremacy. Sorry. Need some water. Sorry. Apologize. But why do you attach yourself to this man? But it's what they do. And we saw what transpired. Now, it was the most partisan or bipartisan vote in impeachment history. 7 Republican senators came across to convict, but it wasn't enough for the 67. But I have to say the Democrats, they missed the mark on this. In terms of when it came to the time where they were looking to have witnesses and the time to debate for witnesses, overnight, I believe Angela, or I can't remember her name, Jamie Herrera, and her last name escapes me, but she's the Washington representative from Washington. Oh, Jamie Herrera Butler, who had privy knowledge of the call with Donald Trump and Minority Leader of the House, Kevin McCarthy. She said she was privy to the call. She knew what was said when the president said, when Kevin McCarthy gave him a call to plead with him to stop it, to call it off. He says, well, maybe they're more upset about the election than you are, Kevin. Then Kevin basically said, you know, do you think you are? Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? Basically saying, hey, come on, man. I'm the one that's doubling down. I'm lying with you. I'm part of this big lie. And now this thing has got out of control, where they're trying to kill representatives. They're trying to kill us. In the strength of you, you got to stop this. evidence, compelling evidence to show that Donald Trump knew what he was doing. Even though they didn't have the vote, and then they want to say, well, we stopped because we didn't have the votes. But you always knew that you weren't going to have the vote. So why even have the impeachment trial in the first place? Because, see, I feel they missed the mark in terms of, because, see, what we have going on is it's the truth versus a lie. And the lies are where they've grown, they've mutated to the point when it manifested itself on January the 6th. Lies, big constructed lies, deceit. And you're literally fighting that. And sometimes what you have to do, if you're going to go this far, go all the way. And I get it. You know, there's COVID relief, other pressing issues of the country. But the majority leader, Chuck Schumer, said that the Democrats will be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. So if that's the case, you can get this done. Because you do know, on the Trump side, what witnesses, even though they said they were going to have hundreds of witnesses, depose hundreds of witnesses in Philadelphia, dude even know how to say his own city. They didn't have anything. They were bluffing. They didn't have nothing for them that was going to be anything commendable, anything respectable, anything reasonable. It would have just been nonsense. Would have made tearing down the former president even more, because what has happened is over the past 4 years, he has gotten so strong to the point where the facts don't matter. The facts do not matter. We can't agree what's up is up is up, down is down, left is left, right is right. If I tell you, look, I got chicken, fish, and shrimp. But you say, no, that's not it. That's pork, lamb, I don't know, ostrich, or whatever type of meat you want to call, but it's not the meat that I said it was that I cooked. You're telling me something different because you want to make it worth your while. That makes it fit to your, to subject to what you want to think it is. To your palate, to your taste palate. And, but that's not what it is, but that's what they're doing now. Literally saying, who cares what the truth is? It's about what we want. And there's a faction in this country of people that believe that all men are not created equal. And the lies that are getting spewed all over right-wing media and Republicans constantly putting pressure, playing dirty. Nasty tactics. And the Democrats, what they do a lot of times is just give up, let it go, and just say, see, it's the Republicans are the reason why we can't get things done. Y'all see what happened? We didn't want to bring witnesses because the Republicans were going to do this. See, once again, they're stopping progress, but we all know that they're doing that. But if you know what that's what they're going to do, you see, that's the thing. If you know what they're going to do, quit falling into their hand and come back at them twice as hard. I mean, I heard Chris Coons, there was a report that he said that people are trying to get home for Valentine's Day. If you don't have the votes, there's no need to continue on with witnesses. Just giving up because people want to get home for Valentine's Day. Do you think, let's just say for instance, President Obama incited a riot that attacked the Capitol. You think the Republicans will be worried about not having witnesses because people want to get home for Valentine's Day? Do you really think that? Man, they will have hundreds of witnesses. They'll draw this thing out. With Hillary Clinton and Benghazi, it was 4 years. But the Democrats just say, no, we're going to let it go. And so you have the opportunity to fundamentally fight the lies, tear down more, break it down more, present to the American people, because it got to the point when you knew you weren't going to have the Senate votes. But if you came this far anyways, what's the point? You decided to come this far knowing what the situation was going to be. So now prove it to the American people. Lay out to the American people. Make your case to them. Keep openly contradicting, catching them in lies. What you're going to do, because that's all the former president did, lie, 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 and contradict. Always act in bad faith. I mean, even think about this, what we're dealing with in the Republican Party. Now, you had senators who voted to convict, and because of that, they're getting censored in their parties, meaning that they're cutting off funding and not being able to be part of certain things or whatever. I believe Senator Bill Burr out of Pennsylvania is getting ready to be censored. Thumey. I think John Thumey. I'm sorry, Bill Barnes, North Carolina. Senator Thumey, I believe, if I'm right. But one of the senators that represent Pennsylvania is getting censored. Now, this is what is being said, what's going on now in the Republican Party, okay? This is the chair of the Washington County Republican Party in Pennsylvania. This is what he had to say. That's not my words, his words. Courtesy of Morning Joe on MSNBC, this is what he had to say when it comes to senators representing themselves and representing the party in Pennsylvania.
We did not send him there to vote his conscience. We did not send him there to do the right thing or whatever.
Did you hear that? We did not send them there to vote his conscience. We did not send them there to do the right thing. So why are they there? See, that's what we're dealing with in the Republican Party now. He's the chair of the Washington County in Pennsylvania, chair of the Republican board. He's saying that a fair and free election, somebody elected by the people, are not there to vote their conscience, to do what's right, to do the right thing. It's just to support your guy who's a loser, one term, twice impeached president, who has been holding every white nationalist and white supremacist group there is. That's what we're dealing with. And I believe that the impeachment managers had the opportunity to continue to make the case to the American people. Allow the Trump people to come in that joint. Allow them to continue to bring in witnesses and make themselves look like a fool, look crazy. That's why they didn't even prepare. They only used a quarter of the hours. A quarter of it. Because they knew they already had the votes in the bag from senators who weren't going to be voting to convict, being cowards, caring more about their position, their power, their job, than what's right, allowing this man to get away, and then trying to use the sorry excuse that Mitch McConnell used, well, he wasn't in office. Even though the reason why he was not in office, because he was impeached while he was in office, but Mitch McConnell, majority leader at the time, decided to push it back to after the inauguration of President Biden. So he could be able to make this argument. And the thing that's sad is that people don't catch on and don't understand. And they believe that their people who read or look or watch are idiots. And sometimes they act like it because they just allow them to flip-flop at a moment's notice and there's no accountability. It's almost like you want the alternate reality. You're looking for something else. if you don't care about the facts, but you got to continue to present them and allow the other side to continue to drown. But they didn't do it. They allowed it to just say, you know what? We're just allowed to put the witness record in, well, the book, the witness, the statement on record in history with judge. I mean, I don't know about y'all, man, but I don't need history to judge. Why don't we judge right now? Why don't we hold them accountable right now? You think these Republicans care how the history is going to look at them? No. They're going to care about how long they were able to remain in their position and to profit from being in their position. History. Let history going to judge them. Man, we ain't worried about history. But the Democrats, y'all missed the mark. You had an opportunity to continue to present your case to the American people of the lies, to break them down, to tear it down, to make look foolish, to wake people up. If that's the case, if you didn't think you had the votes, why impeach in the first place? Go all the way through and you get some type of compelling witness that's willing to go on record to be disposed as a Republican congresswoman to say, I heard the conversation. Yeah, don't write that down. Let her say it. Let her speak it. It'll be compelling. People can hear it. They can chew the words. Hear a firsthand view on what happened and what occurred. And she put her name on record showing that President Trump knew and he saw what was going on, but he didn't stop it because he wanted them to object or to stop the certification. He wanted them to do it. I mean, you even heard the people that got arrested. We were there for our president. Like, how do you hear those things as senators and you don't convict with compelling evidence as down to the people who actually did the act are saying they felt they were there on the words of their president, that he told them to go down there to the Capitol. I don't know, man. But Democrats, they missed the mark, man. They had a chance to continue to talk to the American people, to tear down this man who has built a mountain, a fortress of lies and misinformation. And people are eating it up because they're looking for some type of way of life that they wish they can get back to. Not all of them, but some of them. And those some are very extreme and are willing to go to the extreme to think they are protecting their country. They feel that they are the patriots. Think about that. They feel by having domestic terrorists to attack violence, they're the patriots. How far in the rabbit hole do you think you are when you insurrect a capital? You're talking about hanging Mike Pence, putting a bullet in Nancy Pelosi's head. And they think they're the patriots? Something's really, really, really wrong. And the only way you can continue to fight it is you have to govern and you have to speak truth and you have to be intentional and aggressive and get right up into the face of the other side, of the opposition, to let them know that they're wrong and what they're doing is divisive and it's going to destroy the country and they need to be held accountable. And people will understand and always know and ask themselves the question, why will we vote Republican again? And I don't say that because that means you have to vote Democrat. If you're independent, you're independent. What I'm saying is, how can you work with the party that has these fundamental values? You just heard out of the words of the chairman of the Republican board in Washington County, Pennsylvania, just say, we didn't send him there to vote his conscience or do the right thing. That is the opposition now that does not believe in democracy. When you have one major party that is rocking like that, I struggle to understand or to see how can you work with them. You have to completely throw them to the side until they decide to take the reins and take back the party that they allowed a one term, twice impeached loser president to absolutely tear down and burn to the ground. It's almost like when they say, when you're looking for somebody or that significant other, you have to be able to attract. You got to be able to change who you are sometimes. Work on yourself. Become who you want to attract. And right now, the Republican Party is showing what they want to attract. Who they want around, what they're embracing, and that's the issue. We can't move forward with that. That has to be eradicated out. The Democrats missed the mark on this one, because it wasn't just about getting the conviction. It was about to keep the pressure on, to keep tearing down this president who allowed the country, I'm sorry, not allowed. He's the one that divided the country right down the middle. And he has to constantly be put on trial, pressure put on. But they just let it go to the wayside, man. Keep tearing that man down. Present it to the American people. Let them keep bringing in witnesses and people to look foolish. Let them put Nancy Pelosi on the bench and let her make them look foolish. And at the same time, as Chuck Schumer said, work on COVID relief. Walk and chew gum. But we have to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And if anything, you don't have the votes. You have the court of public opinion. And those witnesses, or that one witness, Jamie Herrera Butler, would have probably been gold to hear out of her own mouth somebody who was there, who witnessed the call, and put pressure on even more Republican senators to being like, my goodness, we got a Republican congresswoman saying she heard this man. How do we look right now if we do not convict? That's what could have happened, but you stopped. Because the Republicans won't ever stop. They'll try every nook and cranny and trick and backdoor cut in the book to make sure nothing that you do or nothing in the agenda gets done, to the point where they become the majority again and then this country goes back into the tank. Because now, excuse me, the 1% goes back to getting what they keep been getting for years, and we're all fighting down below. No opportunities for equality. At least now there's opportunities to slide the scale up, to change the odds. But they have to govern and promise and do the mandate that 81 million people voted for them to do. There's no time to waste. And if the Republican Party, we're dealing with people like that gentleman in Washington County, to let them be on the sidelines looking, fighting amongst themselves, becoming a less and less and less of a party, and then some of a shit show. But you let them off the hook. It was a beautiful presentation, compelling evidence, connected and everything, but they let him off the hook on the witnesses. That would have probably made more of a difference than they thought. But they allowed them trying to really focus on conviction to stop being able to bring out the truth. And you know what they say about the truth? The truth sets you free. But people can't be free if you're not going to continue to speak the truth and you're just going to stop because you don't see something happening. Who cares if it doesn't happen? It's a platform, it's an opportunity to keep talking to the American people. I hope this 9/11 commission that they're coming out with will get some answers. But that's going to take a while. They had a chance. They missed the mark. And now you got a whole opposition party that's even more beholden than they were before. Because they have people in the ranks that are willing just to go with personality and cult than what's right for the American people. And that's a damn shame. Until next time, love everybody, hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. And I'm your host, your boy, Wes Osei. Be blessed. Peace.